Blog Talk Radio.
Depression and suicide are no accident in the present culture. Now, please understand what I mean by the statement. I'm going to be reading this morning from Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. And the Hebrew title for Ecclesiastes is Kohelis, or one who assembles. And I've chosen this book because of its very poignant message. The writer that is Kohelis deals with philosophical experimentalism. He deals with philosophical experimentalism. And he begins chapter 1, verse 2, by stating these words, quote, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utter meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Verse 3, what does man gain from all his labor? At which he toils under the sun, unquote. So the structure of this very important yet neglected book is the chapter divisions show us, that is, the message of the of Kohelis. And his proposition is this, is life worth living? Is life worth living? And so, first, Kohelis states the problem and argues for the negative, chapters 1 and 2. Then he examines the problem from many different angles, chapters 3 through 10, and argues for the positive. He concludes that life is worth living if God is first and we obey his word, chapters 11 and 12. Now, I've just read for you Ecclesiastes or Kohelis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And so the word that has been transliterated as meaningless, is the word hevel. And in Hebrew, this word primarily signifies a breath or breaths. And so he is speaking of that or breath as the construct of that which has no support and no continuance. He uses the very powerful interrogative, exclamation, which leads to the conclusion that never anything right, real, or enduring, or satisfying comes of it. That is, of hevel. And so in verse 2, we have the repetition of the word meaningless, meaningless. And in Hebrew, this is a superlative. So we have hevel, that is, breath, or vapor, in the highest degree, breath or vapor in the highest degree. And so he lays the groundwork for how we should understand life. what life is about, how we should appreciate life. Six times he advises us to enjoy life now and be grateful for God's gifts. 2:24 and chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, chapter 5, verses 8 through 20, chapter 8, verse 15, and chapter 9, verses 7 through 10, and chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. So he talks about how things continue or go on and on and on. At the end of verse 2, he says, chapter 1, everything is meaningless. And please note that this conclusion is a result of experience. Remember, this book is about philosophical experimentalism. So it is a very powerful book. Many think that the writer was King Solomon. But I want to examine one very powerful statement that he has in this particular book. In chapter 3, verse 11, Koheleth writes, quote, "He has made, that is, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. They cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end," unquote. So note verse 11. Note what Koheleth says of Yahweh Elohim. He has set eternity in the hearts of men. Think about our postmodern culture and his emphasis on the negation of that which is holy, the negation of that which is civile, the negation of the either or the ethos of duality, and the emphasis on dialectical materialism or relativism. And mind you, the relativism is nihilistic relativism. And so our children are being raised in an oppressive vacuum that has sought and seeks to and does expunge God from the sky. Note the handheld instrument. Note the emphasis on devices that keep the head down and not looking up. Notice the monstrous one eye that can be held in one's hand and is jealous of attention to anything else. Now, please understand, there are technology afoot today that can cause memory loss in the young. And mind you, they will never know it. There are technologies afoot today that control the very thinking patterns, that can manipulate synapses, that can contort and distort the brain. Notice what our youth are being taught about themselves. It is a negation of traditional values. That which is traditional is taboo or now forbidden. Notice the violence that is held up as something wonderful. Notice the idolatrous violence towards self and others that is upheld as something marvelous, that is celebrated by the MSM or the mainstream media. And notice the systematic hushing or the efforts to silence the voices that will speak health and wholeness into our culture. C.S. Lewis said that in his book, The Abolition of Man, he writes about this. He writes about these very things. And notice also in the book, One Dimensional Man, that Herbert Marcuse, he talks about these things. Read the writings of V.F. Skinner, the classical definition of man as something marvelous from the hand of the Creator is gone. And so in Skinnerism, instead of saying how like a man, you now say how like a mouse. And our youth are being raised in giant Skinner containment fields. Go and pick up Paul Goodman's book, Growing Up Absurd. Read what Paul Goodman has to say. These are old books, but they are books that tell us where we are today. Don't forget to read Animal Farm. Don't forget to read Brave New World. And for believing ones, please read Pilgrim's Progress. Not in an annotated version, but get Pilgrim's Progress and read it and understand it. So you will understand what our youth are facing today and how God has been radically trivialized theologically in order to remove the soul from its moorings, from that which stabilizes it. I'm going to be doing a second and maybe a third show on this topic. And so this is my introduction. He has set eternity in the hearts of men. Yes, he has. And think about the efforts, the untold billions upon billions of dollars that have been used in order to build and create technologies that control and keep man from his God, who has placed eternity in their hearts. And man becomes all the more poor if he or she does not have a relationship with God. If a finite point does not have an infinite reference point, it is meaningless and absurd. And so Coheles speaks about philosophical experimentalism. We're living in the day in which people are living a very trivial, a highly trivialized form of philosophical nihilistic experimentalism. So that persons betray themselves by betraying their relationship with God, by not even understanding that they can have a relationship with God through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ came into the world to set us free. Jesus Christ died on the cross in 33 AD. He died for your sins and mine, that you might have a right to come before God so that you can be set free from your sin, so you can have eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord, so that you can know your Creator. Go before God, read the Bible, study the Bible, and see that God has the answer that you need as a young person. God will give you a life that is not trivial, but something that is wonderful and lovely. And you will know this, and you will be set free. Pick up a Bible, read the Gospel of John, read also Paul's letter to the Romans, so that you might know God through Christ, who died for your sins in order to set you free. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.